Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. In a press release, White Sands Missile Range says that due to the government shutdown, all White Sands Missile Range employees will report for work this morning at 9 a.m. to receive furlough notification letters and conduct an orderly shutdown. The range says that employees will maintain contact with their supervisors for instructions on the operation of their offices during the shutdown period. Most employees at the range will be furloughed during the shutdown. A limited number of employees will continue scaled-back operations at the range to ensure the safety and security of the installation and its critical resources. The range says that military personnel will continue to report as usual and will receive further direction from their leadership. On Sunday, women across the nation held marches on the one-year anniversary of the inauguration of President Donald Trump. A year ago, the marches were mostly geared toward protest. But this year's theme was Power to the Polls, an effort to increase voter registration and turnout. The Me Too movement against sexual harassment has focused more attention on women's rights. Las Cruces Women in Action planning member Jan Thompson.
For people who have been subjects of harassment, sexual harassment, rape, attempted rape, molestation, these are all forms of inappropriate sexual behavior, and there are men also who have been subject to this type of thing. And, you know, Time magazine honored some women for starting this movement, for being courageous enough to step forward and say, this has happened to me. And then others are saying, me too, me too. And the numbers, I mean, it's outstanding. The number of people who have been or know of people who have been harassed in this way and mistreated in this way.
New Mexico lawmakers are proposing a pension forfeiture law aimed at elected officials who are convicted or plead guilty to corruption charges. The proposed bipartisan bill responds to a string of high-profile corruption cases against New Mexico elected officials. The pension forfeiture proposal would erase certain retirement benefits when an elected official is convicted of corruption-related charges, such as fraud, bribery, perjury, or kickbacks. The proposed bill still would allow elected officials to retain pension benefits accrued during prior government service. Finding a permanent solution for recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, is still at the heart of the federal budget dispute. Sarah Trujillo talked with protesters Friday in Albuquerque.
I believe that we will win. People chanted while dancing and waving bright orange signs in Civic Plaza. Isaac De Luna says people's lives are at stake and there needs to be a permanent solution. He's with the state's Dream Team, an immigrants advocacy group.
And so if we don't get a compromise in Congress for New Mexico, it means that there's 7,000 people who will be left stranded in this horrendous political climate that is obviously anti-immigrant and truly racist.
Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, allows recipients to stay and work legally in the country temporarily. President Trump has been inconsistent on his stance towards the program, but his administration said as of March 5th, there will be no more renewals for expiring DACA protections. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.
In more news, Big Bend National Park will close several areas in order to protect the nesting habitats of peregrine falcons. The bird was removed from the federal endangered species list in 1999, but remains listed in Texas. Carlos Morales reports.
In Texas, park officials say there are less than a dozen known nesting pairs of peregrine falcons. The bird is considered endangered in the state, so ensuring its nesting habitats go undisturbed is high priority for Big Bend biologist Raymond Skiles.
Knowing that we're protecting them from disturbance and impacts that could cause them to fail in their nesting effort is also important.
The park has been taking these precautions for years now. That's because the birds are known to nest in the Trans-Pecos region, which includes Big Bend National Park, as well as the Chisos, Davis, and Guadalupe mountain ranges. Skiles says the birds are attracted to the region's trees and vegetation, and even the smaller birds, which peregrines feed on.
And the second thing they need is something high, like a cliff, for them to nest high up in.
The site closures at portions of the park's southeast and northeast rim trails, including several campsites, will remain in effect from February to May 31st. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.